Coral reef ecologist Catherine Sutherland is an associate professor at Rollins College in South Florida and co-author of the new report. She says over the past decade, the once abundant elkhorn coral in Floridian and Caribbean waters has declined by nearly 90%. The cause? White pox disease.
In 2002, we discovered that the pathogen that is causing white pox disease of elkhorn coral is a bacterium known as Serratia marcescens. And we knew when we discovered the pathogen that it was common in terrestrial environments, in human guts, in human sewage, and that it's a pathogen that causes disease in humans.
But researchers could only speculate that human waste was the source of the pathogen because the same microbes are found in the solid waste of other animals.
So in order to determine the source for the pathogen, we collected and analyzed human samples that we collected from the wastewater treatment facility in Key West, and we also collected samples from several other animals, such as key deer and seagulls. And while we found the pathogen, Serratia marcescens, in these other animals, our genetic analyses showed that only the strain from human sewage matched the strain found in white pox disease corals on the reef.
In a laboratory experiment, Sutherland and colleagues took small fragments of elkhorn reef coral and inoculated them with the pathogen found in human sewage.
And then watched them for a month's time to see if disease signs would develop. The strain that came from diseased corals and from wastewater, human wastewater, we saw disease signs in 4 to 5 days.
Sutherland says the study reveals a new disease pathway from humans to wildlife rather than the reverse model seen in outbreaks such as bird flu or HIV/AIDS.
This is the first time that a human disease has been shown to cause population declines of marine invertebrates.
Sutherland says the finding offers one obvious solution for white pox, better wastewater treatment.
A decade ago, the people of Key West upgraded their sewage treatment from septic systems to advanced wastewater treatment, and today the entirety of the Florida Keys is in the process of upgrading their wastewater treatment.
Sutherland says the new systems keep deadly microbes from the coast, where water-related revenues contribute more than $3 billion a year to Florida and the local region. She says the study is a call for action all across the Caribbean, where many island nations still lack sewage treatment systems.
So they can start to think about ways to improve water quality in nearshore areas.
Healthy elkhorn can provide habitat for reef fish and protect the coast from severe storms. Yet despite efforts to protect it, elkhorn populations have not grown. Sutherland says that while her team studies the white pox menace, numerous other threats, including warming sea temperatures and other marine diseases, continue to put the coral community at risk. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.